heal our broken hearts. Lend your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith on this program. And the importance of faith in our lives, whether you today are in the workplace or you're a student, maybe you're looking for a job, maybe you're a parent or taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're just starting to check it out. Well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. And today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke. This is what I've been reading the last few weeks, the Gospel of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. Some of my Bible friends that are tuning in will know this as the story of blind Bartimaeus. It goes like this. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening, and they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." So he called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And so Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Again, that's from the Gospel of Luke chapter 18, and thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes, or we're in the process of loading them on iTunes, and you can also hear some of our shows at the website mark5ministries.com. You can go to that website as well. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. This year, Pancakes for Parkinson's will be held on UVA South Lawn on October 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. 100% of donations will be given to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. The 23rd annual Martha's Market will be October 14th through 16th at the John Paul Jones Arena. 15 cents of every dollar you spend benefits women's health care at Centara Martha Jefferson Hospital. The Albemarle Garden Club presents Views from the Mountaintop, a flower show at the Boar's Head Inn Pavilion on October 12th and 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. The event is free and features floral arrangements, photography, botanical arts, horticulture displays, and more. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have my friend William Taylor. William is a young entrepreneur in Charlottesville and is somebody who I've connected with from time to time. And William, I appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. I'm excited.
Well, first of all, let's get this out of the way. Why don't we tell the people what you do for a living? Because I also want to make a plug for where you work and what you do.
Yeah. I am the Chick-fil-A. I actually am the owner operator at Chick-fil-A at Fashion Square in the Fashion Square Mall. And became the owner there 2 years ago. So I've been here for 2 years as the owner. And, I'm loving every minute of it.
And every time I'm in the mall, I have to stop in and see William, because what I like to tell my friends and family is when you stop into the Chick-fil-A at the mall, you see William, you get great service, obviously awesome food, but it's not just great food. You also, I always feel like I receive a blessing from you.
Awesome.
when I stop in to see you.
That's
so
awesome.
Keep doing what you're doing. On this show, what we like to do is talk about the faith journey. And so I'm wondering if you would share with our listeners a little bit about your faith journey and what
sure.
a difference faith has kind of had in your life.
Sure, sure. I am a Christian. For those of you who are kind of don't know about the Christian faith, I am a believer in Jesus, and I believe that he died on the cross for me. And as a result, I have an opportunity to live a life that is pleasing unto God. And he actually gives me the grace to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about my faith journey is that, when I was 6 years old, I made the decision to follow Jesus, to follow, this Christian faith, to be a Christ follower. I didn't really comprehend it really well at 6 years old, but I knew I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to. But it really became more real to me and personal in college.
Mm.
And it was in college that, I was sitting in a church service, and just as clear as day, I felt like, God actually spoke to me, and said, you know, your ministry will be your business, and your business will be your ministry.
Mm.
And that was in 2006. Never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I had the inkling of being an entrepreneur before. My dad owned a Christian bookstore for several years, mm-hmm. about 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
That did really well. My uncles from real estate to barbershop to painting to home inspections. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of entrepreneurs mm-hmm. in my family and kind of in my sphere of influence in my family. So I was bound to do something entrepreneurial, but I wasn't necessarily sure what that would be mm-hmm. and when it would be. And in 2006, when I felt like God was telling me that I need to really focus on entrepreneurship, being in business, that's when I really decided to go forward and kind of start looking at what kind of franchises or what kind of businesses do I want to start.
And how did the Chick-fil-A opportunity come across to you? I'm just interested because to have a business that has these core values that seem to line up with your core values so yeah. perfectly, it seems like just the perfect match.
It was. Yeah, it definitely is a perfect match. I mean, now I will say Chick-fil-A is not necessarily a Christian company.
Mm.
We do use Christian principles or biblical principles,
mm.
I would say,
mm-hmm.
Principles from the Bible that we utilize in our everyday business operation, mm. like stewardship,
mm-hmm.
Like going the second mile, you know, or going the extra mile for our guests, things of that nature. And that whole ideas have come from different scriptures in the Bible. However, for me, it was one of those things where I looked at different franchises like Steak and Shake, actually. I looked at Quiznos at one point in time. Then I looked at just doing real estate, actually. and it was one of those things where, once again, because I've accepted Jesus in my life and I have the access to God who gives me purpose, he spoke to me again and told me Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
And it was the craziest thing. And then I went to several different conferences in 2009. Mm. And in each conference that I went to, I met somebody that said, "Hey, Will, have you thought about Chick-fil-A?" It happened three times,
mm.
once in Nashville, once in Kansas City, Missouri, and then once in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm.
And so I said, "Okay, this is a sign." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, maybe I need to look into this Chick-fil-A franchise. And so I went and spoke with a local franchisee, named Jeff Mosley, and I came on board with him as a team member,
mm-hmm.
And worked to becoming a manager. And I managed his two locations. He had a freestanding one with the drive-through, and he also had a mall.
Mm-hmm.
So I managed both of those for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I still needed some more experience. So I became a part of the Chick-fil-A internship, mm-hmm. kind of sort of, I guess. It's an interim manager program where you manage the corporate-owned locations. I did that for 2 years. And then after that, my 2 years were up, I had, or during that 2 year time frame, I had applied for the Chick-fil-A at Fashion Square. And so by the time the 2 years were up in that internship program, I had been selected to take on the new ownership at the Chick-fil-A at Fashion Square. Mm. And that happened in January 2014. And I was officially the owner-operator in May of 2014 and been going hard ever since.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And the thing about William, there's a lot of great qualities, but one that our listeners can probably pick up on is that there's no lack of energy with William Taylor. The man is always pumped up, fired up, passionate, energetic, and enthusiastic. And you mentioned real estate, which happens to be my career. And I'll just say, I think you'd be one of the all-time greats if you went in that direction. But this is not a recruiting session today,
I know.
But maybe after the show. You mentioned something for our listeners. I want to probe a little deeper on. You said that you heard from God about this job opportunity or the ownership opportunity for Chick-fil-A. And I'm wondering if you could just kind of talk about that a little bit further for maybe the person who's listening today who says, you know, hearing from God, I've never really heard from God. Or answering the question, how do you hear from God? Can you just kind of unveil that a little bit, what that looked like for William Taylor?
Yeah, sure. For me, it was so God, I have my history in God looks a little bit like, what you would actually see in the Bible, through visions, through dreams, through other people, through thoughts, through actually reading the Bible, just different things like that. And it was just one of those things where it was a thought. It literally started with a thought. And I knew it wasn't me because I literally was not looking at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I never had considered Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And I went somewhere and I quieted my mind. I turned my phone off, went for a 7 mile bike ride and sat at a park. And literally I said, God, what do you want me to do? I was just praying because I was at a crossroad in my life, where I just didn't know where I was going. I just got engaged and I just left my, a pretty good job with AT&T and, I was with them and, I left them without actually having anything lined up. but I knew God told me to leave. So I was like, okay, where am I supposed to go? Mm-hmm. And so I quieted my mind and the first thing that came to mind was Chick-fil-A. I was like, Chick-fil-A? Mm-hmm. I never thought about Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I said, are you sure? Mm-hmm. So I just sat there for a good 30 minutes and the only thing I could think about was Chick-fil-A. So the next day I went and spoke with the owner operator of that Chick-fil-A and we had a conversation and within 2 weeks, I was brought on to their team. So it kind of the confirmation followed the thought that came in my head. Mm-hmm. And so that was just one of the ways that I have, heard from God. And he hasn't spoken to me audibly like, you know, William, go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It was just more of a subtle thought, you know.
Right. So let me try to tie this back to our scripture reading today, because in Luke's gospel in the 18th chapter, we have this man, blind Bartimaeus, and he hears that Jesus has come to town. And so he yells out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He wants an encounter with Jesus. His faith is driving him to this place where he's willing to kind of shout over the people that are telling him to be quiet. And then the encounter comes, and Jesus asks him a question, which sort of relates to your journey on your business venture. Jesus asks him, what do you want me to do for you? And I think that question in my life has been such a penetrating question because oftentimes we don't think like that.
Right.
Like, be specific. What is it that you want me to do for you? And it seems like you had this conversation with God in terms of, here I am at this crossroads of my life, and I don't exactly know which direction to go, but you went the other direction with your question, and you said, God, what do you want me to do?
Right.
And so we have this kind of back and forth access. Once you become a believer, you have this personal relationship with God that allows you the opportunity to have that conversation and to seek that wisdom, which, in this case, Jesus is asking Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you?
Right.
You're turning at your moment and asking God, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
And I think that is such a walk of faith that you demonstrated there, that because you had to ask the question in order to get the answer.
Right, right. And it's one of those things where a lot of times people think that prayer is just talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually, it's talking with him,
mm-hmm.
which means you say some things, yes, that is correct. You do request, but you also have to shut up.
Yes.
You have to listen.
Yes.
You know, that's what communication is. It's just a two-way street.
Yes.
And so at that point, I had done a lot of talking. So I said, let me be quiet and just ask him, what is it that you want me to do?
Mm-hmm. Be still and know that I am God.
Right.
That's what the psalmist said. We're going to take a break. We're talking with William Taylor. I just want to encourage any of our listeners who have not yet found faith in God that maybe today is the day for you to ask that question and really say, God of the universe, if you are real, show yourself to me. Maybe today is the day that you kind of move away from what you've been doing your whole life and enter into this relationship with the God of the universe who loves you with an everlasting love and wants to have a personal relationship with you. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more conversation with William Taylor. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Charlottesville Municipal Band is forming a new youth ensemble. This program will fill a need for a band ensemble in Central Virginia for homeschool and private school students. The Albemarle Veterinary Healthcare Center will be hosting the second annual Pets at the Pub and Costume Contest at Tin Whistle Irish Pub on Market Street in Charlottesville. The event is on October 19th, starting at 6:30 p.m. All proceeds will benefit the Fluvanna SPCA. The 22nd annual Spirit Walk will be held October 21st, 22nd, and 29th in and around downtown Charlottesville. Volunteers from the Charlottesville Historical Society will lead you through the spirits of deceased Charlottesville citizens to bring their stories back to life. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in with us this morning. I get excited when I have a guest such as William Taylor on this show. William is the owner-operator of the Chick-fil-A up at Fashion Square, and we're having just a great conversation about faith. And William, I want to mention to you that, you know, I had faith at a young age, much like you did. My faith journey was one that was sort of modeled after my parents.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are both alive and well, and they live in Charlottesville, and they are just such passionate followers of Jesus. And they modeled that for me. And so I had great role model, but eventually I had to make faith my own.
Right.
I realized I could no longer at some point ride on the back of their faith.
Right.
That it had to be a personal faith. And so I had faith at a young age, but then, you know, life happens and family happens and career happens. And, you know, for me, faith was something that got put a little bit on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
But I had this wonderful spiritual awakening when I turned 40. And what happened to me is I really fell in love with God's word,
mm-hmm.
and I became just a consumer of the Bible, and I read it every day. Usually what I share on this program is what I've been reading on that particular day. I like
right.
to read and grab a hold of something, meditate on it, and then share it. And some of my friends get a little annoyed because I find something like the blind Bartimaeus right. story, and I send it to all my family and friends and everybody, and, you know, usually I get a text back like, you know, can you ease up on all these scripture that you're, right. that you're sending me? But I just love God's Word, and I'm wondering what impact of reading God's Word, how does that play into your faith journey?
Yeah, you know, I consider God's Word, the Bible, the blueprint, mm-hmm. if you will. It is the guiding map, I guess you would say, of how to not only approach God, but how to relate to Him, mm-hmm. how He relates to you, and how you can relate to others, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about us receiving that grace and then mm-hmm. sharing it mm-hmm. with other people, receiving that love from Him, mm-hmm. the Father, and then sharing it with others, mm-hmm. you know. And so it has a huge impact on me. I mean, like I said, it's more of the, you know, it's kind of where everything starts. It's just, it's the cornerstone for me.
Yes.
To some degree, mm-hmm. or to a lot of degree, actually. Mm-hmm. It's where everything starts, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's ground zero. And so it plays a huge role in my walk and in my growth. You know, I started really getting into reading the Bible in college. Mm-hmm. And from there I learned, a lot, found a mentor that also taught me more about the scriptures I was reading, because at first I didn't understand some
yes.
of it. And so, you know, I asked for understanding, and I met a guy who actually, you know, took me under his wings and said, hey, let's talk more about this on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And so, we met, every Wednesday mm-hmm. for my second semester mm-hmm. in college, and, at 11 o'clock. And, it was me and maybe one other guy, I think, at the time. But we met and just talked about the scriptures, mm. talked about what we were reading. Mm. And so, that's kind of was the starting point mm. for me. And then it became a habit, and mm. then it became, and even now, even to this day, there have been challenges where, you know, how can you stay in it? And, but you know, with all the technology today,
yes.
Having on my iPhone, Babel apps, you know, and I actually just told a friend of mine that is kind of discovering, Christianity and you know, learning more about it. I said, look, you know, download the Bible app.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has really good resources in there to help you understand
yes.
what you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done so, and they've actually been reading a lot. Mm-hmm. So the Bible app is a huge resource.
I think that's really good advice from William Taylor is, and I'll just add on to that. So for any of our listeners that are newer to faith and newer to reading the Bible, or you want to check it out, start today in Luke's gospel, read a chapter a day, and then, like William Taylor did, find somebody who's a little bit of a mentor, maybe a little further along on their faith journey, so that you have somebody that you can ask
right.
questions to. That's so important
right.
because first few laps around the Bible, some of it is, man, it's hard stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of times people get stuck in the Old Testament reading something like Leviticus,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, wait a minute, you know, let's talk about Jesus the person first,
yes.
and then we'll come back to the Old Testament and learn more about that. But
our mutual friend Rob Archer was the one who freed me up and said, you know, because I was really kind of struggling with the Old Testament. Every time I made a commitment to read the Bible, because of the way I'm wired, I felt like I had to start on page 1.
Right, right.
And by the time I got to page 50, I was really kind of cooked and,
right.
and, you know, it wasn't making a lot of sense. And it was Rob Archer, and you and I know him. He's a great man about town. Put his arm around me and he said, you know, now here's this Bible reading plan that pairs up a New Testament reading with an Old Testament
right.
reading.
Yeah, yeah.
And very, very, very helpful. But speaking of New Testament and Old Testament, I'm going to give you two verses, and I want to know if they have played a part in your life. They are two anchor verses for me. One comes from Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the story of Joseph, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. I'm paraphrasing this verse,
yeah.
basically saying what the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to bring into you Romans chapter 8, mm-hmm. verse 28, mm-hmm. for we know in all things God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Talk to me if those two verses land on you, and do they have an impact on you and your life? Can you look back in your life and say, well, you know, I can identify this happened and the enemy meant it for bad, but God has turned around and used it for good. Is there anything that jumps off kind of top of mind for you in your journey?
Well, I mean, not necessarily for the Genesis 50 verse 20, chapter 50 verse 20. Although I love that story of Joseph and redemption and how God just kind of totally turned the whole situation around. Romans does. Romans comes to mind because in order to be called, one has to listen, you know, for the calling, one of the things is when I recognized that I needed to be quiet and listen to what God wanted me to do. And after I asked that question, I was listening for the purpose aspect of it. Cause I know I'm called. I know that he was calling me. I answered the call, but then I had to listen to what the purpose was behind the call. And that was me going into business and going with Chick-fil-A. And so that particular scripture, I mean, I would say there are a lot of scriptures actually that have played a role or aspect in where I am today, spiritually and physically, literally. But in that particular scripture, I would say that the calling and the purpose aspect of it is kind of one of the things that stands out to me.
William Taylor, we're winding up the show, but I'm wondering, I need to ask this question of you as we wind up today's show. If any of our listeners are thinking about faith, but they haven't really been able to get their arms around faith, it hasn't made sense to them yet, the whole idea of a relationship with God. What would you say to any of our listeners that are riding down the road today, listening to this show, sort of scratching their head and saying, man, how do I get started?
Yeah, I think that, that's a really good question. The first thing I would say is if you are really interested in learning more about this faith and about Christianity and you want to know what your purpose is in life, it starts with a simple question, you know, and that question is, you know, God, what is your purpose for my life? Mm-hmm. You know, and when you sincerely request that, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Amen. You know, if you sincerely ask that question, I truly believe God would answer that. God will answer that. And in many forms, like I said earlier, it could be a thought. It could be somebody else talking to you. It could be maybe you go and you download the Bible app. There's a Bible app called YouVersion. YouVersion at your app store. You download that app and you download a plan about the Bible or a dream. I don't know. But I just think if you sincerely ask that question to God, he will answer. And then he will get you on this journey that has been a wonderful journey. It says the Bible talks about the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to seek it out and to search it out. And God likes treasure hunts. And so it's not enough for you to just ask the question. You got to also do some seeking as well.
William Taylor, you are a treasure in and of yourself. I appreciate you being on this show. To you and to your family, to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. We'll see you all next week on Everyday Faith.
Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us.